You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 17th day of September 2013. On the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures markets is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Oh, good afternoon, Todd.
And tell me about the marketplace and how you see things moving through the end of September.
Well, it was a lot cheerier this morning when we first came in the office, watching everything up a little bit, sort of the interpretation of the FSA numbers. And as the day went on, different people seemed to think that there was a lot of news out there that could be misinterpreted. It wasn't all completely there. And we had people like Informa coming out and saying that they didn't think that that really would change the whole picture much. And when we reopened the open outcry trading, we sort of took it off, and the funds continued to move out of the market because of the bad technical closes from the day before.
As you take a look at that and put it all into perspective, does it mean much for a producer today, or is it just sit and wait?
Well, I think basically along the way, we've got some very much trading ranges established right here. I think 440 is probably very good support in the D's corn, and probably 570 is probably real good resistance. And I think we're going to stay in that range until we get a little farther down the road and see at least the numbers at the end of the month from the government that way. I think that the bean figure is going to be very much dependent, as we can hear more and more yields coming out of the field, not knowing how to really figure what shape parts of Illinois, parts of Iowa, parts of Minnesota, and what sort of a loss we really have suffered there because of the bad weather and the drought, Todd. You know, as some of the guys are looking here today, this the way that the prevented plant and maybe failed acres might turn out, that we're looking at a very, very tight carryover on the beans for this year. So there is a lot better chance for the beans to pull up later if the yields don't continue to stay good.
What did the FSA numbers, as you have alluded to already, tell you about the marketplace and what those prevented planted acres might look like? They may very well be updated in the October crop production figures.
Yeah, they will, and I think that basically in the way I looked at them was they should reduce the numbers, the planted acres, and also the harvested acres more as we talk about all this. So I think that that's going to pull into what our final carryout or what our production number is going to be because there were probably a few less acres. We know that there had to be some failed acres. Those aren't on this report. That would be the acres that did get planted that just didn't quite make it because of extreme wet conditions or extreme dry conditions.
And so carry out for the 2013-14 fiscal marketing year, which is the harvest that's coming in now, is set by USDA at this point at about 1.8 billion bushels of corn. That's on the yield that they raised up this last time around. But if harvested acreage goes down, have you seen some numbers that predict what a carryout closer to 1.5, 1.6, 1.7?
I think the 1.5 to 1.6 has been most of what a lot of the guys are talking about. But I will also tell you that Informa still interprets these numbers a little bit different, and they're at 1.8 on their carryout.
So either way, I'm wondering if it makes much of a difference at the $4.50 level cash season's average price for corn.
I think that the 1.5 to 1.8 is probably not a real big differential there. If it goes below the 1.5, if it goes, it stays the 1.8 or closer to 2, well, then of course, then we can talk a lot more about how close to 4 we get, Todd.
And I suppose by comparison, we probably ought to drop back out and talk about the number for the ending stocks for the current year, which is down below 700 million bushels now.
Yeah, and that's you know, and we did actually, we got the bins awfully empty here this year. We know in a lot of areas that they just didn't have anything left around. And that's why we saw ethanol plants closing down towards the end of summer for repairs a little earlier than usual. So, you know, we were in some pretty tight positions. We are seeing a lot of good early corn yields. They're filling back the pipeline here as we speak. And, of course, that's why the basis just eroded so fast over the last 10 days.
Speaking of corn yields, I spoke with Matt Bennett earlier today, and he said for the first 3 days of harvest, they're awfully busy there in Windsor, Illinois. So I guess the combines are really starting to roll.
You know, the combines are rolling along. We're seeing people slow down here when the big premiums went away. Combining 30-plus corn just sort of seemed to slow down awful fast because if we don't have those big premiums, we really don't want to pay that kind of drying cost.
I suppose the other concern was that the dry down didn't seem to be happening as quickly as he thought maybe was or should be happening as well.
Well, you know, we did cool our temperatures and evening temperatures and the dew levels up quite a bit over the last week compared to that 85 to 95 degree temperatures and very low humidity. So it's going to slow down drying a little bit in the field, but awfully good corn yields we're hearing out there so far.
Numbers are what, 180, 190, 200 and above?
Yes, and we don't want to get into getting too braggadocious over here, but we have heard something a little on the high end of that 200-plus.
No, much on the high end of that 200-plus is my guess. How about for soybeans?
You know, the soybeans, we've been very fortunate. We've bragged about it all year that we were fortunate having the rains. We did not get some of the last ones, but the early beans over here probably 58 to 62 bushels, some a little better than that, but not many worse than 50 on the low end of things. We're going to be wondering how the later beans, the matured, the longer seasoned ones, I don't know if they'll hang in there with those quite any yields, but awfully good start to the bean harvest over here, too.
We still have a pretty good price for soybeans. Will it cut back as we make our way into the gut slot of harvest?
You know, it's going to be the case when we see what we can make out in the damaged areas, as I'll call them, the drought areas or whatever. Because, you know, if we'd stay up in this 50 to 60 bushel and maybe get back to a 42 to 43 bushel yield across the country, why the price would set back. But I think right now we're stuck in a $13 to $14 trading range, and I know that's a big one, but the way these beans have been swinging, why, you know, we got to say that that's sort of our trade range for right now.
Will that entice producers in the southern hemisphere to plant more acres of soybeans and put pressure on the crop fairly early in the year?
I think so, Todd. I think those are levels, especially with the exchange rate that they have down there, are going to be very enticing to them. We did supposedly ink some deals for some bean sales to China for before the March time frame, but it's becoming awfully evident that after March, China's eyes are looking south.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon.